This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Natalia Navarro. The Denver Nuggets resumed their season today, months after the coronavirus shut down the NBA. As CPR's Vic Vela reports, the team is focused on basketball and social justice.
Nuggets forward Paul Millsap watched the first NBA game since early March last Thursday from his hotel room in Orlando. That's where 22 teams, including the Nuggets, are competing for a title. And while he's happy basketball is back, it was the pregame tribute to Black Lives Matter that stood out.
That signified, you know, what our purpose is down here. Not only just to go and try to win a championship, but raise awareness and actually do something about what's going on in our society.
The Nuggets play Miami today, then seven more games before the playoffs start. Denver has one of the best records in their conference right now. I'm Vic Vela, CPR News.
A statue in Pueblo depicting civil rights icons Martin Luther King Jr. and Emmett Till was found defaced early Thursday. White paint was smeared across the statue. Officials reported KKK was painted on a gateway nearby that led to a former orphanage for black children. Local leaders and activists denounced the vandalization as racist and ignorant. According to KKTV News, Pueblo police will investigate this as a hate crime. There's a high of 90 in Denver and Colorado Springs today, 100 degrees in Grand Junction, and it is summer, so much of the state has a chance for rain and thunderstorms this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.